For many people at this time, including some of his closest friends, Sinatra was both loved and feared in equal measure.
He's a very powerful gentleman. I've never seen him use it destructively. He does take positions. I mean, if he doesn't like you, and if you have done something that deserves his disfavor, usually he's got good judgment. He's fair about it. He just doesn't say he's out, he's in. It sounds like that, but that's not the way he operates. At least he didn't.
What sort of thing would earn his disfavor then?
Dishonesty. Someone saying, "Well, you can do that and change their mind," or just various things.
Because the implication of if Frank likes you, you're in, is that if he doesn't like you, you're out. And this does have a faintly sinister implication.
Well, that again, I think, comes through the media, through the years that he's gathered this aura, whatever you want to call it, around him, that he's all-powerful and can snap his fingers, and he can. But being redundant, I've never seen him use it to really hurt anyone.
So it's really...
We've had our differences through the years, we haven't talked for, the last time we didn't talk was for 7 years.
Hello yourself, and greetings from your pal Joey. That's me. Of course, my name's Frank Sinatra. But in my latest picture, I play pal Joey, or I'm your pal Joey. Now, before you see this unusual picture, I think there are a few things you should know about Joey. First of all, he lives in a world all his own. Joey even has his own language, made up purely of Joeyisms. Now, to start with, we'll take the word mouse. This is a mouse, a beautiful mouse called Kim Novak. Gotten this far, I suppose you think that the plural of mouse is mouses. It is mice, and here are some dandy examples.
Wow.
Now, studying a cased history of Joey, you must know his philosophy. You treat a dame like a lady, and treat a lady like a dame.
She gets too hungry for dinner at 8. She likes the theater, never comes late. She'd never bother with people she'd hate. That's why the lady is a tramp.
Message. Yeah, Joey's quite a guy.
We saw a great deal of them as a couple. Volatile, to say the least.
When there were screams and shouts and things throwing at each other, and a bang, crash, out came Abe. I'm going to go with that son of a bitch. I'm so... So Frank took off in a rush and went down, and we afterwards, and the whole time she was saying, he's impossible, that stupid, conceited son of a bitch. He's not that great a singer anyway. And we arrive at the ambassador, and we're shown to our thing, and on comes Frank, and he starts to sing. And he starts to sing right to her. And she says, oh, look at him. Oh, God, isn't he wonderful? Floods of tears, and he's singing to her. I said, that's what you hated him. No, he's wonderful. Look at him, crazy. They adored each other and fought the whole time. Turns out that
way. His marriage to Ava Gardner had always been tempestuous. She proved to be as volatile as he. There were reports of infidelity, and Sinatra even admitted to attempted suicide.
He worked out this deal.
The inevitable announcement came in 1959. They divorced due to irreconcilable differences.
I think he was the love of her life. I know he was. Everything I've learned, definitely.
Why didn't it work?
In my opinion, in retrospect, too many outside pressures, mostly career pressures. She was on location doing this. He had to be there doing that. Not enough together time.
It's 2:45. No one in the place except you and me. So set 'em up, Joe. I got a little story you ought to know. We're drinking, my friend, to the end of a brief episode. Make it one for my baby and one more for the road. I got the routine, so put another nickel in the machine. I'm feeling so bad. Can't you make the music easy and sad? I could tell you a lot, but you've got to be true to your code. Make it one for my baby and one more for the road. You'd never know it, but buddy, I'm a kind of poet, and I got a lot of things I want to say. And when I'm gloomy, you gotta listen to me till it's talked away. Well, that's how it goes. And Joe, I know you're getting anxious to close. And thanks for the cheer. I hope you didn't mind my bend in your ear. But this torch that I found gotta be drowned, or it soon might explode. So make it one for my baby and one more for the road. The long, the long, the long.
He doesn't do anything halfway. And for instance, whenever he would do an album or any kind of a recording, the day, night before, he would always study the lyric, and he would treat it like a poem. So he knew the story content. He knew exactly the highs, the lows, and what he was going to do with it, and how it phrased properly, like a poem. So when he went in to record the next day, he was ready.
Love comes in and takes you for a spin. Ooh la la la, c'est magnifique.
Sinatra met Juliet Prowse on the set of Can Can in 1960. Eventually they became engaged, but they were never to marry.
Though your face is charming, It's the wrong face. It's not her face, but such a charming face that it's all right with me. It's the wrong song in the wrong style, though your smile is lovely. It's the wrong smile. It's not her smile, but such a lovely smile. So it's all with me.
When Khrushchev visited the set of Can Can, he wanted to meet one of the most famous celebrities in the world. Sinatra hosted a grand lunch for the Soviet premier. By now, Sinatra had achieved everything that show business had to offer. He began to look to wider horizons.
He's got high hopes. 1960's the year for his high hopes. Come on and vote for Kennedy. Vote for Kennedy and we'll come out on top.
Sinatra was introduced to John F. Kennedy, the Democrat candidate for the 1960 presidential election, by Peter Lawford, who was Kennedy's brother-in-law.
Joseph Kennedy asked my father if he could get Sam Giancana to help him get his son elected president of the United States. And my father said, I'll try. And he spoke with Sam, who owned several nightclubs where he worked.
Sam Giancana was a mobster with massive influence, especially in America's most powerful union, the Teamsters.
If you trace the story of the mafia from the time of Prohibition in the States in the 20s, and you move to the music clubs from the speakeasies, and then you migrate west to Las Vegas, where they owned all the hotels. And, of course, along the way, they got involved in magazine business and things like that. It was impossible to work in show business in the 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s in America without coming in contact with these people.
And Sam was very connected to the big unions, like the Teamsters Union, and wielded a certain amount of power with the voters of these unions. And Sam agreed to help in a very big way to sway the election to Kennedy. And my father had to pay him back in that sense, because one hand washes the other. And he had to work for nothing in Sam's clubs and got his friends to do the same, because that was the deal that they struck.
Senator Kennedy will be the next president of the United States.
But there was certainly nothing underhanded about it or anything that would be illicit.
Sinatra campaigned for Kennedy all of that summer. The Rat Pack became publicly associated with Kennedy's inner circle, and Sinatra organized the inauguration ball when Kennedy was elected. In the same year, he also bought into a casino at Lake Tahoe called the Calneva. It was literally built on the border between California and Nevada. As well as the gambling, it provided a haven and a showcase for his friends.
How long have I been on? When you're drinking, the show looks good to you. When you're drinking, you get stinking. It helps your point of view. But when you're sober, the skies all seem gray. Yeah, when you're sober, life's a pain. So good. Drinking, That's what I'm thinking, 'cause it's what I sort of like to do. I love Las Vegas.
In a few seconds, you will witness a scene often viewed by the residents of Las Vegas, but an unusual thrill for the visitor. When these scenes were being filmed, scientists were standing by at the Nevada Proving Grounds 100 miles away to detonate an atomic device. Watch closely for a man-made sun.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, now go, cat, go, but don't you... Step on my blue suede shoes.
With Elvis Presley back from military service, Sinatra faced a different kind of explosion.
Well, you can knock me down.
Elvis Presley challenged Sinatra for the position of the world's most famous entertainer, just as Sinatra had challenged Crosby 20 years earlier.
There is no way down. Love me tender, love me true. All my dreams fulfilled. For my darling, I love you, and I always will. For my darling, I love you.
Man, that's pretty.
And I always will.
I was driving through town nicely, and this, I hear this man singing one of my songs.
You're out of your goddamn mind.
The arrival of Elvis and rock and roll, you know, put the world of the Rat Pack into a new perspective. Boy. Their hijinks and cool demeanor began to seem stale and self-absorbed. Sinatra would never be able to come to terms with rock and roll, nor did he take to the new recording techniques that were developing. He believed a singer should record with the whole orchestra live in the studio. He felt that overdubbing destroyed the interplay between singers and musicians. Once again, he changed tack and simply formed his own record company, Reprise. He persuaded friends like Duke Ellington, Ella Fitzgerald, as well as Dean Martin and Sammy Davis to sign for the new label. He was now totally in control of all aspects of his work, or so it seemed. In 1963, when Sinatra routinely reapplied to renew his gaming license at the Calneva, public allegations surfaced for the first time that he was associated with the mafia.
I had a telephone call from Eddie King, who was one of our employees. And he said to me, Gene Connor's here visiting his lady, and that we just broke up a hell of a fight in the bungalow. And that's, at that point is when I said, get him off the property. I never invited Mr. Giancana to Calneva. I never hosted for him, and I never saw him at Calneva.
Not everyone in Kennedy's entourage was as enthusiastic about Sinatra as the president himself had appeared to be. Bobby Kennedy, in particular, had declared war on organized crime.
Would you tell us whether you have opposition from anybody, that you dispose of them by having them stuffed in a trunk? Is that what you do, Mr. Gene Connor?
Decline to answer because I honestly believe my answer might tend to incriminate.
Will you tell us anything about any of your operations, or you just giggle every time I ask you a question?
Decline to answer because I honestly believe my answer might tend to incriminate.
I thought only little girls giggled, Mr. Gene Connor.
The Kennedy administration increasingly distanced itself from Sinatra after the Calneva incident. Sinatra was especially upset when Kennedy visited Palm Springs and rejected his invitation and stayed at the home of Bing Crosby, a noted Republican, instead. At the end of the year, Kennedy was assassinated. Sinatra's influence at the White House was over. So too, eventually, would be his high-profile association with the Democrats. He abandoned all attempts to renew his gaming license and sold Reprise to Warner's for a third of their stock and $3.25 million.
Were you frightened when you were angry?
conscious when you went out originally, I mean, the night that they returned the boy?
You mean when I went up and didn't find him?
Yes.
Well, I was scared to death when I didn't find him.
16 days after the assassination of Kennedy, Frank Sinatra Jr. was kidnapped from a hotel in Lake Tahoe, where he was working as a singer.
Frank, from the very beginning and subsequently, as a father, did you feel confident you'd get your boy back safe and soundly, or were you...
Well, I had trepidation. I was a little worried, and I was distraught for a good while. But then, as I began to get more phone calls, I began to be more heartened. I thought perhaps that they weren't out to hurt the boy. They just wanted the money, and we were pleased to give them the money. But in the beginning, I was pretty frantic.
How did Frankie's mother react to all this?
She was pretty stoic, I might say, but she had her moments.
Yeah.
But all of my life, I've been living with a little dark spot somewhere in the back of my mind that this could happen to our family, or any family, I suppose, in the public eye.
At 19, Mia Farrow was already nationally famous as one of the stars of the soap opera Peyton Place. Sinatra met her when he was starring in Von Ryan's Express. His lot was next to hers at 20th Century Fox Studios.
They got married in 1966, 6 months after his 50th birthday.
I felt it was absolutely real. I felt it was... she adored him. She absolutely adored him. And you see, he was dependent on the girl. He was very gentle with Mia. It was a very different kind of relationship between the one with Ava and the one with Mia. The one with Ava, you felt, might blow up all over the walls at any moment. The one with Mia was much more gentle. I mean, it was almost an old married couple, you know, although his child was so many years younger than he was.
Their marriage lasted less than 2 years. Its brevity was put down once again to the pressures of their different working lives.
I don't think there's really much to say about it. It's such a personal conversation that it wouldn't be fair to the women in my life. If we were having an open discussion with everybody involved, I'd say, well, that's another kind of thing. But I don't think anything should be discussed in that manner. I think that each of us has his own method of arriving at what we think is best for us.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll make it clear. I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full. I've traveled each and every highway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. I've loved, I've laughed and cried, I've had my fill, my share of losing. But now as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that. And may I say, not in a shy way, no, no, not me, I did it my way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not to say the things he truly feels, and not the words of one who kneels. The record shows I took the blows and did it my
Sinatra claimed never to be that crazy about My Way, but it became his most famous song. It was astonishingly successful all around the world. The song was in the British charts for 2 years. As the sales of My Way finally receded, Sinatra suddenly announced his retirement. And so began, as one commentator put it, the longest farewell concert in history.
What are we going to talk about?
Well, Frank, your colleagues in Hollywood have honored you once again. Are you really going to retire?
Oh, yes, that's permanent. That's the answer to it all, I think, for me.
Any good part, perhaps really good part? That
in a film?
Retirement?
No, I don't think so. No. Not even a recording.
What are your plans now?
For the next year, nothing. Just nothing.
Just
Why?
Going to relax?
Just
Why?
Nothing.
Why?
Because I want to just take it easy for 1 year. Or maybe 6 months or 7 months. I don't know, you know. But I just want to stop, take my wristwatch off and take it easy.
Frank, what about a song that you might really dig?
No. I'll let you know in a year from now. 1 year from now, I'll let you know.
In 1976, he married for the fourth time to Barbara Marx. The marriage endured, but retirement was a vain ambition. He was performing again after 3 years. More important, he'd become a national institution, honored all over the world.
Dory?
Dory?
Francois.
Hello.
How you doing, buddy?
Let's go to work.
I think everybody went his own way. I think Dean became, he's practically a recluse now. I don't see much. We talk a lot on the telephone. But I don't see much of him. And Sammy, I talk to a great deal. Like, for instance, just recently, he was in Reno and I was in Tahoe. We didn't get to see each other because we worked the same hours. And the rest of the guys, I hardly see. I don't know where they are anymore. It's just one of those things where it breaks up. You don't work together again is what the problem is. I think it's the same in most industries. You make friends in one division of a job and then somebody moves out and goes to another job and that's it.
You expected?
It wasn't all that I expected.
It wasn't enough?
No, it wasn't quite enough.
Did you get a lot of pressure to come back?
That's really what started it, was all of the pressure we had.
How so?
Mail, phone calls, just talking to people.
After a career spanning 60 years, studded with Oscars, Grammys, and numerous awards for his charitable works, Sinatra even topped the charts again in 1993 with his Duets album. He continued touring and performing until his 79th year.
A beautiful melody from some enchanted land. Down deep in my heart, I hear it say, is this the day?
I was one of the ones that sighed a lot when he sang at the Paramount Theater in New York. And the most surprising thing happened because there I was co-starring with him, and my knees began to knock. And I realized that the fan in me was taking over the leading lady. And I suddenly was very excited about meeting my favorite crooner. I never told Frank that.
I alone have heard this lovely strain. I alone have heard this glad refrain. Must it be forever inside of me? Why can't I let it go? Why can't I let you know? Why can't I let you know the song my heart would sing? That beautiful rhapsody of love and youth and spring. The music is sweet, the words are true, the song is you.
are you?
Speak up a minute.
It's my pleasure, an honor, to present you with this wonderful award.
Thank you very much, Jimmy. And thank you, all of you who put this thing together. It's absolutely thrilling. It really knocked me out. Absolutely knocked me out. I couldn't have been more lucky than I've been in my life because of the friendship I had with all of people like Jimmy Stewart and Gene Kelly and a whole bunch of people like that. They all helped along the way because I, they won't mind this. I was a little younger than them at the time. But I loved every minute that I've had in my life in show business and without show business. Just loved it. And I thank you all for coming this evening. Not much more I can say, because it's...
Thank you. Thank you.
I think as far as just staying in the realm of the music world, I'd like to be remembered as somebody who brought into the singing world an innovation that stood around for a long time. I'd like to be remembered as a fair and good father, and I'd like to be remembered as a good son and a good friend. I guess that's about all you can ask. That's even asking too much.
Under the hide of me, there's an oh such a hungry yearning burning inside of me, and its torment won't be through till you let me spend my life making love to you day and night. Night and day. Night and day. Under the hide of me, there's an oh such a hungry yearning burning way down inside of me. And its torment won't ever be through till you let me spend my life making love to you day and night, night and day.